debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes peeking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend, and it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off.
Off the rails. Just trying to get us on the tubes. Oh. Alrighty. Let's get started. Sorry for the delay. We ended the show a little bit later, and you know, Blitz had to do some of Lummy's duties, and I was talking to Kevin. So thank you for setting everything up. I very much appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So much to cover because I feel like we didn't. I mean, obviously we got sidetracked with Kevin, which was, you know, the intention. We didn't really get to much of what's going on today, the hot news topics that. You know, just news, current events, things we didn't really get to during the show. I feel like the last few days, It's just been a little bit sparse. We've been kind of self-involved, imagine that, talking about ourselves and our lives and what's going on with us, which is totally fine.
Yeah, we haven't covered anything news-wise at all.
What do you mean? Are you being facetious?
No, this week?
Yeah.
We haven't really covered anything news-wise.
It's really hard to tell sometimes with Blitz, I feel like, if I'm like, is he being facetious? Is he being sarcastic?
You literally just said the same thing, and I was agreeing with you.
I know, but so you say it in a way like, oh, yeah, we haven't covered anything. And then I go, have we? And I'm just being dumb. But no, we really haven't.
I think we covered the Johnny Depp trial for like 5 minutes.
That's
pretty much it for current news.
We said that Alex Jones predicted the Buffalo shooting, which...
No, we didn't say that. You did.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying we played that. Not that I believe that. I certainly don't. I don't want to say certainly don't, but I don't know. If you start throwing predictions out every day,
that's just that you throw so many predictions out that you're going to hit a couple here and there.
Yeah, it's a numbers game for sure. But there's a lot of things going on. I wanted to get, and I think, you know, we started talking about it during the hot mic, the Elon Musk situation, about what's going on with that. I believe it was a flight attendant who accused Musk of inappropriate exposure. I think he took out his PP, that's what she's saying. Now, she's saying, hold on. A flight attendant for SpaceX said Elon Musk asked her to do more during a massage. The millionaire founder exposed, again, allegedly, millionaire founder exposed his penis to her and offered to buy her a horse.
Yeah, he bought her a horse.
Offered to buy. I don't know if he actually bought it. I don't think he did. After she reported the incident to SpaceX, Musk's company paid her $250,000 as part of a severance agreement. I think it's a little bit interesting. I don't want to say right or wrong because I don't feel like I have a stance on it yet. Excuse me. If you take a bunch of money from somebody for doing something and they are giving that money as a peace offering or the shut the fuck up.
Yeah, hush money.
Hush money. And you take that money and then you out that person anyways. I mean, that's the best of both worlds for you, but also then that makes you now a piece of shit.
Absolutely.
Because if someone did something criminal towards me and then offered me a bunch of money to stay quiet about it, if I really cared about getting the word out there that this person is a predator and that they may have the potential to do this to cause trauma, if I had trauma done to me, cause trauma to other people, that I would be the what do they call it? Is it the bird whistle?
The whistleblower?
The whistleblower. If I'm the canary in the coal mine that is going to alert other women and or men, whomever the victims are.
How did the canary in the coal mine thing work?
Did they just put it would just echo? Is that what it was?
No. The canaries are very sensitive to other gases that are dangerous, and the canary would die. So when the canary died, they're like, let's get the hell out of here.
Got it. Okay. Well, you know.
They were death birds.
Got it. Okay. Well, just to alert, be the person who would alert other people. So if someone did something to me and they offered me a bunch of money to be quiet, but I had the opportunity to say, go shove your money up your ass. I want to tell people what a piece of shit you are so that you can't do this to anybody else. That would be the noble thing to do if you were really assaulted or molested or something where it was a hostile work environment or whatever the case may be. If you're working for, I don't know, Ellen DeGeneres, say, who knows? But if you take the money to shut the fuck up and then you don't shut the fuck up. Now we have two assholes in this game, I feel. But then people would say, well, Anna, fuck that guy. Well, if he assaulted you and offered you money and then you told on him anyways, then who fucking cares? Because he's a bad guy.
But here's actually what happened. So let's, for the sake of argument, let's assume Musk did this.
Okay.
You know, we're not saying he did. Let's just assume he did.
For argument's sake.
Yes. Whether he did or not, whatever. But let's just say he did in this case to make it easy.
Yes.
The we'll call her the victim.
Sure.
Confided in a friend, as it happened. The friend got all these documents together to write up like complaints and everything. And this was in 2016. This was when this all this happened. The victim took the settlement, the hush money, whatever, and went on her merry way. Recently, the friend made the complaints. So the person that actually, you know, whether she was egged on or you know, whatever, they're not friends anymore, or the quote unquote victim said, hey, we need to out Musk, whatever, who knows? But it wasn't the actual victim that came forward.
Interesting. That adds a, that's a different twist, because the girl, you know, allegedly followed the rules. She shut the fuck up. She left. Yep. No big deal. But the friend that she confided in is the one that let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, she had copies of all his paperwork because she was the one that was going to
write. Emails and whatnot.
Yeah, she was going to write on her behalf. Mm-hmm. So she went to the insider.
Oh, do we know it's a she?
What?
It could be. It could not
be. I believe it said she, but either way, the person.
Mm-hmm. Went to the
insider, a news
and network, and let the cat out of the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously the timing is not coincidental.
I guess her friend encouraged her to go get licensed as a masseuse so that she could give Musk massages.
The friend was the one that pushed her to do it.
I guess.
Who knows? And maybe the woman was a fucking, you know, happy ending masseuse. Who knows?
Right.
I don't know. Perhaps. We don't know the whole story. But Musk has kind of gained popularity as like a superhero among people who are like, fuck you to the government. I'm going to do what I want. Well, fuck you, money. Kind of doesn't play by the rules kind of guy, because he's the richest person on the planet.
Well, you know, his response to them contacting him and saying, hey, we got a thing about sexual assault against you. You know what he said?
What did he say?
He said he needs more time to respond because there's a lot more to the story. If I were inclined to engage in sexual harassment talk, this is unlikely to be the first time in my career that this has come to light.
Saying that people accuse him of this shit all the time.
Yeah. Or hey, I've done it a lot.
That, I mean, either way, it's a flex.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, this happens all the time.
Well, I do know people, I'm not going to say any names, but I do know people who, men who have a lot of money. And periodically, they do get accused of things that perhaps they did not do, because people know that they have a lot of money. Sometimes people explicitly ask them for hush money. Say, hey, if you give me 20 grand, and this guy's worth a lot more than 20 grand, so what are you doing? Yeah. If you give me 20 grand, I'll shut the fuck up and I'll go away. I mean, I don't know if they actually will. You probably want something like that in writing, I suppose. But that sort of thing, you're definitely a target as a rich man who is around women, that this is going to happen to you periodically from time to time. Because I hate to break it to you, but sometimes you can't believe all women. I'm not saying it's the case in this Elon Musk situation.
You can't believe all people.
Correct. Women, I don't know if people know this about, but people lie, and women are people. Ergo, sometimes women lie. Not saying that this is the case. And in this case, it seems like this woman had just, like you said, went on her merry way, continued on with her life, and it's the friend that is dead set on exposing Musk for whatever reason. Doesn't like the Twitter game, doesn't like him for political reasons, doesn't like the fact, whatever, jealous, who the fuck even knows?
Right.
I don't have a lot of respect for this friend, especially when they are anonymous. We don't know who they are. If you're going to call someone out, be a fucking adult about it and say, you know, this is my name, I'm putting it out there. Because this is a pretty heinous allegation against Musk. It's not rape. But it's certainly indecent behavior.
The actual allegation really isn't
rubbed
that
his dick
bad.
On her. Is that it? Like, he took it out.
No, she was a masseuse, I guess, and she was like known for giving massages. So he got ready for the massage, got naked, but had a sheet covering his lower half. And then, like, as she was doing it, he's like, "Hey, I'll buy you a horse." If he touched her leg with his hand, and then said, "I'll buy you a horse if you do more." And then I guess like one time when he flipped over, the sheet didn't cover him all the way. That's like literally all that happened.
Oh, okay.
And the flight attendant basically said, "No, I won't do that," and continued on the massage. And that was it. Like, that supposedly is all that happened.
Interesting.
Which business wise is not appropriate. You can't be doing that.
No.
I understand that. But like, is it really that bad?
The fact that he offered to buy her a horse, and maybe she's an equestrian, I do not know. But that seems like the most like Asperger's way to flirt with a girl ever. I'll buy you a horse if you touch my dick.
Well, what do you expect from him?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's a robot.
Yeah.
It's just funny because I'm like, is this how he flirts? You know, I will buy you a farm animal. Who knows? Who knows? I definitely want to hear more about the situation. Musk has got an incredibly supportive group of people worldwide who support him and are really, you know, rooting for him, because he's the he's kind of like the antichrist of rich guys, right? He's not like the Bezos. He's not the Bill Gates who are trying to get in bed with the government. If anything, it's the opposite. He's about freedom, liberty, and people should be able to make their own choices, which is exactly what he's trying to do with Twitter if he ends up buying Twitter. He wants it to be a public forum where people can exchange ideas and people won't get banned for saying things that aren't popular or things that are deemed as hate speech or misinformation, disinformation, whatever. He's like, hey, this is a public square. People should be able to say whatever the fuck they want. And I want to allow people to have the space to do that. Twitter is a disgusting space, by the way, but it's a good way to communicate with people if you are a super public figure, someone like Trump, for example. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't recommend for anyone's health, mental health, to spend too much time on Twitter. It is a time suck, and it's also just it just people insulting each. It just, you go into a room and it's just people yelling because they only have what, 280 characters to say something. So it's they're just going to yell. That's what it is.
Started out being like, what, 114 or something?
Yeah, I think they doubled it. And I think, did he want to add in the edit button?
Yes.
Well, that would be great.
He was, I mean, I think half of this, I think most of this is trolling. I don't think he's actually going to buy Twitter at all.
Perhaps not. He is quite the troller.
Which I think is hilarious.
And that's what a lot of people like about him. He's just like trolling the system. He's fucking with people that you think are unfuckable with, you know. Governments of countries and whatnot, and he's just like, you know what, F you. And that's really what is beautiful about being that rich, is not all of the things that you can buy, like horses, which I understand is cool for people, mega yachts, oligarch yachts, which is a type of yacht. I don't know if you knew that.
I did.
You did?
I did.
Because some people don't even know what an oligarch is, and you go, oh, was it like an oligarch yacht? And they go, it was
white.
700 square feet of a yacht. And I go, okay, nice.
Was it an oligarch yacht? No, it was white.
No, it was white. No, it was a big yacht. I'm like, oh, okay.
I don't know the brand name of it.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. I didn't know if it was I don't even know a brand of a boat. Water. Give me like a popular boat brand.
Like of super yachts?
Yeah, or like any yacht. Like, oh, it's a blank yacht. Like, it's a Porsche yacht. Like, what is a... Ferrari yacht.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. 81390 Bubba. So there's that that's going on in the news. I did pick up on that last night. I did want to kind of touch on Kevin Hazlett running for Congress, which obviously we discussed during the show. But I think it really kind of... At first, it was more about me, in the sense that, like, I'm a no guy in Congress. Like, that was really what occupied most of my thoughts about running for Congress.
Still should be.
Right. We're just like, that's fucking awesome that I would know a congressman. And I'm rooting for Kevin. And I align with Kevin on probably 90% of what he said, 95% of what he's saying, pretty much. There's a few things that differ, you know. He's a man of God. I'm not a man of God. So there's just a few things that differ, and that kind of translates into policy sometimes. Not really. But I think it was something that Jay said that it wasn't necessarily profound, but I was like, holy shit. Like, Kevin is going to be part of a very, hopefully, going to be part of a very elite group of people who really do decide, like, the trajectory of this country.
Of course.
With huge issues. And it's like, obviously, yes. But it didn't really like sink in until someone said it out loud. Like when Kevin said that he went to go meet with members of Congress, Republican members of Congress. Yes. And the guy's like, so what do you think we should do about Ukraine?
That's how shit actually. Like,
and I'm like, whoa, like Kevin's giving feedback. Yeah. And oftentimes when things go to, you know, to the House floor, sometimes it's just a few votes that decide the policy.
But a lot of that
stuff
gets started over, like, hey, you know, obviously, like, two or three congressmen, like, hanging out by a pool with beer, you know, like, just shooting the shit. And they're like, well, what do you think we should do about this? Like, oh, okay, we should do that. And then, like, that's how it gets started.
That's insane to me.
That's how the world is changed. Like,
that's a crazy amount of power, and I like it.
It's so weird because if you don't actually think about it, you're like, all these big, like, companies that build these giant, like, you think it's, like, you know, so crazy and, like, NFL and, like, NASCAR, just that, like, no one could break into it because it's so, like, heavily produced and, you know, how the world runs. And, like, I was talking to a guy that worked for a company that builds rockets. He's like, dude, he's like, it's basically like Elon Musk just has a bunch of money and was like, hey, just go build this junk like it's a hobby rocket. Like, it's not some big elaborate, like, thing. Or like, dude, it's like.
Now you got to fight like hell to get into that position. But once you're there, you can really make a lot of things happen.
Yeah.
Which is cool as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And scary. But really, for Kevin, cool as fuck.
It is.
So, you know, when he was saying that he's just like, oh, what do you think we should do about Ukraine? Like, you know, like you said, kind of, what do you call it? Water cooler talk.
Yeah.
Which is funny because for us, we're like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? You know, oh, went to Denver, this, that. For Kevin, it's like, oh, what are we going to do with this fucking country?
Right.
That's water cooler talk for Kevin, or true, will be, or hopefully will be.
I hope so.
So, I mean, I think in that moment, I was like, whoa, like, that is really crazy.
And I hope Kevin wins, not just because, hey, we know Kevin, and like, that would be awesome,
right,
which would be fucking cool as hell.
Yeah.
But, like, realistically, Kevin is the right person for the job.
100%.
No questions asked.
Yes. Like, now, and I was thinking about this and why I could never be someone who does something like that. First off, I've been on this show and I've said things. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, I don't think I have a clean record. I've made some tweets in the past. I don't know if you know this about me.
No, I haven't
made
heard about
some
it.
Tweets in the past that maybe wouldn't be favorable for me to run for public office. But one of the reasons why I think I could never run for something like this is that I'm too honest about shit I don't know. Like, I think about people that are about my age that are in Congress or younger. There's like a guy who just got outed. He was like 26. There's no, even if he's well read, there's just like no way that
they
you could
know
everything about everything that you need to know about.
Exactly.
Half the time during the show, you know, like, I didn't even know, to be honest with you, I'm gonna be very, very transparent here. I didn't know what chattel was. I thought he was saying cattle.
No, chattel.
I didn't know what that was. It was like property that's not real estate.
Correct.
So, right.
Anything you can hold in your hand that's not actual real estate.
Okay, right. I didn't know that. So the fact that, like, I didn't know that, and I'm not saying I'm smarter and better than everyone, oh, I am, but I there's going to be stuff, gaps in my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So there must be people, obviously, in Congress who are, like, talking about an issue or policy, and they're, like, I can imagine them, like, Googling it on their phone, like, during the meeting. Like,
oh, no,
what the fuck is that?
They have their
pages. And then they get to make a decision about it,
yeah,
like, a couple hours later, which to me, that's what occurred to me, is, like, you can't know everything, about, you know, every policy,
nope,
what it says, the law, history, you know, like, when Eisenhower did this and JFK did that. Like, there's just no way you're going to be able to have all that readily accessible, especially if you're a younger congressperson.
They go in and vote on bills that they don't even know what half of what the bills say because they
it's
don't
like
have
1400
time,
pages,
yeah, they don't have
or,
time to read all that shit.
Right. So I'm thinking, like, it's kind of also insane, not saying that this is Kevin or anything. If anything, Kevin is, like, the most qualified. But you think about these young people who are, like, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't be able to, but it's just, you know, this is just the reality of the matter, is that you have these people who are, like, super young. Maybe they know a lot about a few issues, but they certainly can't know a lot about everything. I don't think AOC is an expert in Eastern European foreign policy and relations from dating back to, you know, the Cold War and even before that. Like, I don't think she's an expert on that. She probably is learning along with all of us as things
sure
kind of arise. You go, oh, Ukraine, I don't really know much about that country. Let me look it up. Oh, shit, USSR. So to me, it's also kind of insane the fact that people are probably Googling things and, like, learning about things and then maybe a day later making life-changing decisions about those things.
Of course.
But that's the nature of the game. You can't know everything about everything. But I think that, like, I don't want to say my lack of confidence, but also I think the fact that I'm really transparent about, like, I don't know anything about it. Like, I feel like I'd be in the chambers and they'd be like, Congresswoman Anna, I'd be like, I need to, like, I need to Google it first. I don't really know much about it. Can we pass and let's go to the next guy? Like, that's not someone maybe people necessarily want to elect, but that's what I would do because, like, I'm like, fuck, I don't want to lead the country in the wrong direction. I don't know shit. But that's a lot. But it is funny that people would rather just, you know, go along with the Republican or Democratic script and just go, yeah, what he said, even though they don't know anything, because they would rather, you know, save face than really investigate the issue at hand, which is also a little bit scary. So I don't know. It's a lot of pressure. But Kevin is the man for that. And it seems like you and Kevin are kind of, and Dan, to some degree, like kind of cut from the same cloth where you feel like a lot of people are relying on you.
Yeah.
And you're used to that pressure. And do you like that pressure?
I mean, when things go well, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But like when you let the people down, then that kind of sucks too. But I like the pressure though.
You do like the pressure. Yeah. You like being someone that people can rely on.
Mm-hmm.
I like that to a degree that's comfortable for me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want you to, if you call me between the hours of like 11 and, you know, it, you know, till 10 in the morning, like I'm I'm not going
to
answer.
From like noon to noon.
Yeah. Noon to noon. My dad called me last night at 11 PM because we were texting, and then he decides he's going to, you know, take it to the next level. And he's like, let's just talk on the phone. But I don't have 2-minute conversations with my father.
It was only 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so I go, Dad, and usually I'll feel bad and I'll just take the call. But I was like, Dad, I need to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I will call you tomorrow. And he was cool about it. But sometimes parents make you feel bad if you don't take the call, especially when you're texting them in real time. But I really did need to go to bed.
Yeah.
Immediately, because that's probably the thing in my life that I need to adjust the most, which we talk about. How did you sleep last night, by the way?
Once I got to bed, it's great.
It seems like that is the problem with you. Like, once you're in bed and the computers are shut off and the TV shut off.
Oh, no, they weren't shut off. I woke up this morning and the TV was so loud.
But once you make it an effort to close your eyes.
Stupid Lex Friedman. And it was an old one. And he's way less robotic, the old ones.
So he's gotten more robotic with time.
He has gotten more robotic.
Which is interesting, because usually it's the opposite.
Right.
Usually you become more...
he's like playing into his...
Organic.
Roboticism now.
Yeah. And maybe people find that to be endearing, and that he wears the same thing on every show.
Throw something at the TV to shut him up.
Now, it was pretty fucking cool yesterday. I, too, was listening to Lex Friedman, and they had an evolutionary biologist by the name of David Buss, who I've met maybe once or twice. I saw him at like this big conference in Miami, and then he came to my school because he knew my, what would you call it? Not my professor. I don't even remember the term. Whatever. The guy who was helping me with my master's before I dropped out. And he was on Lex Friedman's podcast, and he was talking a lot about sex, and he was the one that came up with, but really unearthed the sexual infidelity versus emotional infidelity.
Okay.
And how women are more in tune with emotional infidelity and men's sexual infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
That's all David Buss. So like he gets all the credit for that. He started doing shit like in the 80s, and all of his studies have been repeated, and they've shown, you know, the results come back the same every single time. So he was on Lex, and what was super cool is he started talking about a guy who's also in the field who I used to be friends with and have met several times and who I'm friends with on Facebook. He was like, yeah, my buddy like Barry Coulier did this study.
Oh,
and I'm like,
Dave's brother. That's
so cool. Huh?
Dave's brother.
Oh, Dave Coulier.
Yeah,
no. I think I'm seeing his name on Cooley. Whatever it was, I was in that moment, I was going to like message this guy and be like, dude, you just got a shout out from David Buss on Lex Friedman. That's pretty fucking cool.
Right.
But then I got distracted with the cats or something and something happened. But that was a really cool moment where like, not my friends, I wouldn't even consider him a friend. I've met him a couple times, but you know, where people in your sphere are doing cool stuff like Kevin, like Barry, and they're getting shout outs for it. And I'm like, fuck yeah, that's a win.
That's
awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
813-90-BUBBA. This weekend, I am getting something done that we briefly talked about during the show.
Yeah, you are. Woohoo. Oh, you meant that. Never mind.
Yeah. Not done by you, but done by Dan, actually. And that thing is Botox. Now, I was somewhat pressured into Botox about maybe 9 or 10 months ago. And I don't like getting pressured into things. But there was a woman that worked for Dan, and, you know, I met with her, and she was helping me with some skincare stuff. And then all of a sudden it was like, hey, let's do Botox. Let's do some filler. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Not saying I don't need it or anything, but I need to do my research and I need to feel comfortable with it. Well, you know, now that I'm of the advanced age of 35 and all my eggs are dead, I'm feeling like, you know, there could be a few things that I could improve a bit. And to be honest with you, the person who inspired me the most was Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh.
And I saw how good he was looking and how smooth he was looking. And he doesn't look frozen. He doesn't have like one expression.
Yeah. He's not always surprised.
Yeah. No, he looks great. And he was, telling us publicly about some of the work that he was getting done. And I thought to myself, well, if it's working for Bubba the Love Sponge and he's, you know, 46, it's got to work for me. I'm only 24.
Right.
So I did the math in my head and I'm like, let's give this a try. And I also like the fact that Botox is not a permanent thing.
No, it's just a toxin that you inject into your face.
Exactly. To paralyze it.
Yeah.
That's fine with me. But it's temporary. So we're gonna try. And I asked my friend who will be there, who also was getting it done, to film me, because I feel like obviously we need content for the show and for you people listening, but also because I think it will make me behave better, because you know when people are rolling tape you can't act out as much.
Oh really?
Yeah, I mean I probably will, but I think it will keep me at bay.
I've got plenty of tape of you acting out.
Right. Those are private things.
Dancing in the chair because you got too much sleep.
Yeah, I got I have a lot of energy, folks. When I get enough sleep and have one cup of coffee, don't do it, Robert. Don't do it. I have a lot of energy, and I was very excited probably about what 3 weeks ago, and I was I just had a lot of energy. A lot of energy. Are you
trying to find the chair dance video?
Yeah, it's a lot, you know, that Blitz has to deal with when I'm well rested and. Have caffeine and, well, just in general, I suppose. I was thinking about that last night, actually. I'm like, am I a handful? I don't know. Uh-oh. Are you showing it? Obviously, there's a delay here, so.
Yeah, it's on a dancing in a chair.
Yeah, that was at Armature Works, and Blitz just wanted to relax. And I remember that day because I wanted to walk really, really fast on our walk, and you did not.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't want to walk really fast. I kept kind of like walking ahead of you, and then I started doing like walking really fast and then walking back to you and then walking really fast and kind of doing that sort of thing. And I thought to myself, is this annoying? Probably. But I also just wanted to, you know, I had to get some of the energy out. You know, I had to let the demons out, so I did. But you're very patient with me, like very patient, and I appreciate that very much. So thank you. Let's take a call, shall we? Here we go. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, this is Fake Alex Jones. Thanks.
What's up, Fake Alex Jones? Yeah, of course. How are you today? What troubles you today?
How you guys doing?
Good. How bankrupt are you from all the Sandy Hook bullshit?
Are you kidding me? I got cleaned out. I got cleaned out pretty bad.
Yeah, I heard.
I filed for bankruptcy, all that stuff. And they estimate I got about $50,000 worth of equipment in my studio. Mm-hmm. And Blitz, if you want to come out and take a look at this shit, I mean,
yeah, I might need
you
some
can
of
do
it.
A salad bar, Willie. Take what you want, leave the rest. You know,
okay.
I saw this stuff for practically nothing. So
deal.
Anyways, listen, I got a couple questions for you guys about Colorado.
Okay.
Now, oh yeah,
when you guys were at the airport. Were you guys at the airport? Did you guys, is that mural still up there? The one I'm talking about is,
I know you're talking about,
but
big
giant painting on the wall. Sorry, what was that?
We did not see it, but I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, I heard they took that down. I just wanted to confirm.
What's the mural of?
It's a mural of a dictator wearing an olive drab army uniform.
Who's the dictator?
A mask, holding a scimitar, which is an Arabian sword.
You know, so. Denver Airport's known for all its like weird art and like it's got like weird shit to it.
So who is he referring to?
I don't think it's anyone specific.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I thought it was like Mao or something.
No.
Okay. the guy's wearing a gas mask. You can't identify him.
Right.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. And I also heard that they just erected a large statue of the Egyptian god of death, Anubis. Did you guys see that?
And where is at the airport as well?
Somewhere at the airport. I'm not sure where.
Oh, no. I didn't see any of that.
It's a bit strange that airport's in a big, giant tent, you know?
Yes. That it's a little bit alarming.
A little bit gravy.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong?
Well, listen, Blitz, I sent you some stuff. I don't know if you guys got it or not.
Like in the mail you did?
I emailed the show.
Okay.
Oh, email. Okay.
I'll check. I haven't checked in a few days. I'll check it.
Okay, yeah. It could be in your spam folder. I don't know. I did send some attachments. Bubba wanted me to send some stuff, so I did.
Okay.
So, anyways.
Awesome.
All right, listen, you guys have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you guys later.
You too.
All right. Bye, dude. Thanks for calling in. All right.
Yeah, Denver has all kinds of weird, like, ghost tour type, like, weird images.
Wait, he said at the airport, though.
Yeah, no, it's at the airport, Denver International Airport.
You said ghost tours?
Yeah. Like
at the airport.
Yeah, it's not like they take you on a tour. Like, there's websites that are like, here, go see this and go there and do this.
Oh, I see. Interesting. No, I had no idea about any of that stuff.
Yeah, but like I think the terminal we were in was like the new one, and they don't have like half that stuff there. Plus, they're doing all kinds of construction. And I was
I feel like I'm not as observant as I think I am. Oftentimes, you'll see stuff or you will hear stuff, and I'll be like, I didn't fucking see that at all. I was thinking about lunch or something.
Right.
I was just, you know, blindly walking. Hello, who's this?
It's Jose.
Hey, Jose, what's going on?
Hey, Hannah. Hi, nice talking to you. First
Thanks.
Time calling in a long
Thanks,
time.
Thanks, Jose.
No problem. Hey, Blitz.
Yeah.
Question. You're a pro when it comes to fireworks. So why don't you do like a YouTube video letting us know what is like the best fireworks that you can buy? Like, I know that you guys are in Florida, but like, I live in Florida, but I'm on the road all the time, and I can go to Tennessee, Alabama, and all those places where they have tons of fireworks. Do you think you can do something like that to let us know how to buy them correctly and what are the better ones?
I can. So here's a problem with that, because I've actually done that before,
like,
in the past.
Explosives or
yeah, like
not
consumer
a problem.
Like consumer fireworks. Like, hey, if you no, like anyone something anyone can buy, like from a tent. But the problem is you have one good item 1 year. Well, the next year, that same exact item is like totally different, or like not made the same. It's not as good quality. So if you if you recommend something, by the time people see it and they go to get it themselves, it could be totally different.
Let me ask you a question, follow-up question, or to Blitz. Is there any sort of issue, and I've never looked this up on YouTube, but like of people doing a tutorial about how to make a firework, or is that not allowed because it's like an explosive?
No, it's okay. A lot of those, they'll get demonetized maybe, but like you won't get in trouble for them.
All right.
Usually. As long as you're doing
legit. I've seen a lot of TikTok videos where they do like examples of fireworks.
Sure.
And there's some of them that they're really badass, but they don't say what the name of it is or where you can buy them at.
So there's two things. If they're really badass, it's kind of like an unwritten rule to not say what they are, because they're probably illegal, and the authorities also watch those same videos, especially on YouTube, and they go try to bust the people that sell them. So, that's one reason.
Oh, so there's a legal in between their deal. That's why you don't do something like that. Plus, you said that they don't come out to be the same.
Yeah, a lot of fireworks stores, like if you spend a lot and you go there a lot, they'll have stuff in the back room maybe. But it's you kind of have to know and ask for the right stuff. And if you say it wrong, then they'll tell you no. And so they don't.
So in a personal, you know, like in a way. Which state will you say that has the better fireworks that you can buy out of the store? Is it Tennessee? Is it Alabama? Is it in Florida? Like, I'm a truck driver, so I'm on the road all the time.
Realistically, you know, if they're all imported from China, obviously. I know people that get stuff imported to Florida, but it's sent all over the country, and so really, I don't think there's a specific area. It's really whatever's cheaper, and there's only like. Four or five real like name brands out there, and there's a whole bunch of like stuff that like a local fireplace will buy. They'll buy a few pallets of it and put their own name on it. But
like on my personal, I have noticed that the best fireworks that I have been able to buy are from Texas.
Okay.
Texas has some pretty badass rockets, you know, and like the ones that you just light up one little fuse and they got like a 5-minute show.
You know? A cake or repeater or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you don't find those everywhere, but I don't know how Florida is about when it comes to those type of fireworks, but Tennessee and Texas are really easy to find those, but I just don't know which ones are like the best ones to get that you can get the best money for your, you know, what the best show
bang for
your
money, buck,
you know?
Right?
No pun intended.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's tons of videos out there, and I'll probably do something with fireworks eventually, but
You should, man, because you're so knowledgeable when it comes to fireworks. I think that by you telling us, the fans, hey, this brand or this firework is really bad. Like the one that I'm talking about is like the one that goes like, it sounds like a machine gun. It just,
there's like 300 of them.
Bang at the end, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the hell that one is. I don't even know where if I can find that in Texas or in Florida or in Tennessee.
Right.
Yeah. But it's pretty badass.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yeah, do it.
Stand for it, man. You're the man, Bliss. All right. You know, I don't care what Bubba says, but you are the man, Bubba.
Thanks,
I
appreciate it.
Thanks, Jose.
And just to know that you're banging that chick, God. You know, even though she's Democrat, whatever, but, you know,
what?
From California.
Yeah, she's a real liberal.
You know that you're happy to know, hey, I'm fucking this bitch, but I made her into a Republican.
I sure did.
She was
such a liberal before.
I know. Thank you and your penis really turned me right. I get credit for nothing in my life. It's fine. Thanks, Jose. Appreciate you.
I do like you a lot, but you really sometimes you say the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Sometimes.
My opinion.
That's my MO. All right. Have a good one. Yeah. Thank you. Bye. Jerk. I liked him at the beginning of the call, and then really at the end, he didn't win me over.
He really got
Yeah, because I was such a liberal beforehand, right? Right? You can just get credit for everything.
Yeah.
Hate you.
Liberal.
All right. I'm done. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages, where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
we're back. Just want to give a shout out to my girl, OFF, for this cool koozie thing. I love it. I did not know during Bubble 199 when I was trying to operate it, granted I was a little drunk, that the top part unscrews. And I was trying to squeeze this thing and it was real tight. Someone in chat, God bless them, was like, does Anna know that the top part unscrews? And I went, wow, yeah, that is a game changer.
Everybody knows that.
No, he didn't know either.
Oh.
But thank you very much. 813-90-BUBBA if you'd like to join the conversation. Looks like it's going to be kind of rainy this weekend, which I'm excited about. I like the rain. I know. But I like it, and I think we like it for the same reason, is that when it's nice weather, you feel obligated to go out and experience it, which sounds like such a first world problem sort of thing. Obviously, you're like, oh, it's just great weather, man. I have to go out and experience it. But you feel guilty. I don't know if I'm the only one, but I feel guilty if I waste a beautiful day indoors watching TV. Like, that just can't happen.
Or sleeping until 3 o'clock.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The sun's setting later, so you get more day. So you kind of, you know, do the math. Whatever, who cares? But as long as you get, like, an hour or two of, you know, direct sunlight out in the open spaces, getting some fresh air, that's great. But when it's raining, then you have an excuse to be a piece of shit all day.
Yep.
So that is, I don't want to say my plan this weekend, but I swear to God, after Denver, I was like, dude, I just want to lay low. I just want to chill out. I don't want to do any, I was supposed to go to Sunset Music Festival. I can't even fucking imagine myself at Sunset Music Festival now or basically ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I mentioned this a lot, but there's been just a massive shift in my activities and what I deem as fun probably in the last 2 years. Is it age-related, COVID-related? I would say probably all of the above. It's just also maybe boyfriend-related, too. Once you're in a relationship, I feel like, you know, going to the club is just, it's not, I mean, not that I would go there to meet guys, but, you know, obviously you go there to kind of see what's out there when you're a single person, guy or gal, whatever. But now it's like, why the fuck would I want to do that when I can just take the person home and we can just, you know, bang it 10 a.m.
You can smash your face against mine as we're watching TV.
As we watch The Ottoman Empire, which is my new one, the new one we've delved into, which is, I think, just one season.
Thank God.
I didn't know much about, I still don't know much about The Ottoman Empire, and it seems like they had a lot of influence. I'm learning about the siege of Constantinople, which is also known as
Istanbul.
Correct. Yeah, so we like history. I feel like you said you don't really enjoy history unless it's, you know, more recent. But I've kind of opened your eyes to the fact that there were, you know, millennia of things happen, humans doing shit before, you know, World War II.
Yeah, because I had no idea there was humans.
No, it's not that, you didn't know that, but you said you had no interest in it. You've said that before.
Still don't.
Even, like, the Civil War, like, doesn't interest you or anything?
It's all right.
But, like, you prefer more recent shit.
Yeah, but more recent meaning, like, Civil War, not shit that happened, like, a million years ago.
Well, it seems like you've told me that anything that happened beyond, like, 100 years ago, you don't really, it's not really of your interest. You just like more recent memory sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I like all of the above. I love history. And I think it's also because I'm just good at, like, remembering dates and stuff.
Before my country was formed, nothing else mattered.
Okay. Let's just relax now. 813-90-BUBBA. So we got that on the docket. I did want to talk about this story. I don't know if you've been following the shit that's going on with Jordan Peterson at all. Or if you've even heard about it.
I saw Godzod, whatever.
Godzod.
Yeah.
He looks great, by the way. Lost 86 pounds, kept it off. At least for now. When people say they kept off the weight, I'm like, give me a timeline.
Been a week.
Kept it off for 6 months. That's not it. That's not it. Wait for things to get rough. Wait for you to hit a rough patch, and then let's see what happens. But what's going on with Jordan Peterson is apparently, You're familiar with the magazine known as Sports Illustrated, correct?
I believe they call it SI.
Yes, SI. And it seems like in recent years, there's been a push for more diversity. And not so much just diversity in terms of race, mm-hmm. which is something we like to talk about, but more so in terms of body size diversity.
Yes.
Or people who are shaped, you know, someone like Gisele Bündchen would often grace the covers, people built like her. But now we're getting people built more like Lizzo, which is fine. I don't care.
Is it fine?
It seems like a lot of people on Sports Illustrated have never played a sport in their life. That's kind of what it's starting to look like. And now it seems like it's also diversifying the range of age. It seems like there was a woman who was 75 years old. I believe it was Elon Musk's mother who was a model at one point and apparently still is a model.
Okay.
This issue got a lot of attention because Kim Kardashian was on the cover, which who cares? And this was her first cover, which I didn't know. I thought she was on every cover all the time, every month. I didn't know that. But that got a lot of attention. And then when you opened it up, you got an older woman. You got probably a person with like one leg or something. And then you got this woman who, in my estimation, is actually quite beautiful. Her name is Yumi Nu. And I'm gonna bring her up here.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get a better picture.
Oh, wow.
No, that's not it. Well, that's her right there.
Okay.
Let me get you a bigger photo here of what's going on. Images. This will get me where I want to go. So this was the cover, okay? Right here.
Okay.
That was the cover.
Why?
Now, although she's a little bit, she's not quite Lizzo's size, I would say. I wouldn't
not
say
yet.
That she's... I mean, she's on her way there, perhaps.
Yeah, she's getting there.
Yeah, and here's the thing about beauty is that, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder often. Some people mm-hmm. prefer thicker girls or thinner girls or taller girls or shorter girls or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
Well, Jordan Peterson made a comment. I don't know why he made this comment. It doesn't make any sense to me as to why he injected himself in this Twitter conversation. But he posted, retweeted the swimsuit tweet and said, quote, "Sorry, not beautiful, and no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that." Now, I don't know why he did that. And why he thought somehow he wasn't going to get a lot of hate on the back end.
I mean, I think he knew he would get some hate.
He ended up taking himself off of Twitter, which is fine, but it seems like he was somewhat surprised at the fact that people were like throwing death threats his way. I feel like people have not alleged violence, but people have, you know, threatened violence for less. And people take this very seriously, this body diversity, body positivity movement. Now, I think that, you know, Jordan Peterson is very much allowed and should be allowed to speak his mind when it comes to such matters as beauty. I don't know why he felt like he needed to inject himself in this conversation. Again, I don't care that he did, but it just seems to be a bit odd that a clinical psychologist intellectual is worrying about who is on the cover of the swimsuit edition 2022.
That's kind of his, it's kind of his lane a little bit.
It is, in the sense that he feels like society's trying to pressure you into, like, he first came on the scene probably about, 2015, 16, when he used to be a professor at a college. He probably mm-hmm. still is. I don't know which one. It's some Canadian university. And a bunch of people were demanding that he call them by their preferred pronouns, zir-zir, here, share, boo bonnet, whatever the case may be. And he said, no, I'm not going to call you that. I don't have to call you that. And they wanted him fired. They said that those were, what did they say? It was like not a sexual predator, but what do you
I don't know.
Like when someone is peeing in public, you're
like an indecent exposure.
No, but like when you're peeing in public, you're listed as a sex offender. Oh, so they wanted it to be like he'd be registered as a sex offender. It, like crazy shit like that. And he's very much, people call him like a conservative intellectual. And I guess you could say that in the sense that I wouldn't say he's like evangelical at all, but I would say that he's definitely someone who leans into the typical conservative values, men being men, women being women.
He's not a red pill guy, but mm-hmm. he's, you know, kind of leans that way. Like, he's like kind of like pro man.
I would say that he leans into biology, and he says that a lot of the things, a lot of proclivities that we have and the intuitions that we have are not because of socialization, but are because of biology. And okay. there's nothing wrong with that biology. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong for women not to, you know, prioritize careers over having a family. There's nothing wrong with men wanting to make more money than women or preferring a certain type of body sexually. Like, there's nothing wrong with these things, and society is telling you that there is, and he's telling you that there's not, and he gives you the biological reasons for them. Mm-hmm. So I would say that's kind of like his lane. So you're right there. But my whole thing is like he makes this comment, kind of walks away, and then all of a sudden has to take himself off Twitter because he can't handle the hate.
Right.
So that was kind of like a little bit odd, which leads me kind of to my next story, which is somewhat related. It's something I picked up from the New York Post, which is, I would have to say, probably my favorite news aggregate.
And by the way, before we're done, there's a SI-ish article I want to talk to you about, but go ahead.
Okay. This woman gets on, I don't know, Instagram, TikTok, one of those things, and she says that she slept with a guy who I guess she's been dating for the first time, and he dumps her because of her body. Now, when I first saw the title, I go, well, that's a little bit odd, because usually you kind of have a gist of someone's body before you fuck them.
Yeah.
You know, you go, hey... It's not like you are dating someone who looks like Adriana Lima, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get them in bed and they're Tess Holliday. Like, right. That doesn't happen. You go, oh, that is, without makeup, you gain 400 pounds. Like, that's not something that happens.
Sure.
So it was a little clickbaity, but, you know, it caught me, and I started reading it, and apparently this guy says, quote, sends this woman a text after he's had sex with her. He goes, quote, you're sexy and funny, but seeing your hairy armpits is a no-go. Mm. It's just my preference. Now, if anything, I think that this man should be awarded for being honest.
Yes.
Because that's very honest. He could have said literally anything else. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not in the right place or state of mind, or I'm intimidated by you. Like, he could have said any lie.
Of course.
But he decided to tell this woman the truth. Now, if anything would encourage men to lie, it would be because of this woman's reaction to things like that. And he just says, it's not going to work. And she immediately clapped back and said, so, quote, you having armpits is fine, like hairy armpits, I suppose, but not me, a woman who also grows hair there. And he goes, it's just my preference. It's like people aren't allowed to have preferences anymore. And right. I feel like if anything, this was almost an out for him to go, hey, I actually really like you. And if you would just fucking shave your armpits,
right,
we might be able to make this work. And she could have easily just been like, all right. Like, you know, I feel like that's really funny, because that would have allowed that small change possibly could have saved his sexual attraction to her, or mm-hmm. the relationship or whatnot. And then she hurls an insult about him.
He wasn't into it, and it probably wasn't because of that, because had that been the issue, he could have been, and maybe he did, but he could have been like, hey, you know, why don't you shave your armpits, you know? Mm. What the hell?
It could have been.
Instead, he was like, yeah, no, we had to stop because of your armpits.
Well, he still fucked her. But afterwards, he was just like, I don't want to do that again, because he probably had to go through a lot of mental gymnastics to get through it.
And I get that.
I've been there before.
Yeah,
I've been through the mental gymnastics in a minivan with wooden panels. No, not last weekend. Stop. In a minivan with wooden panels. And you go, listen, you just got to keep your head on the straight and narrow. Don't turn around. So, yes, that happens. I get it. But people are allowed to have preferences. And just because they... What if she had a penis, you know, and he goes, hey, it just,
it's not my preference that you have a penis. And she's like, hey, well, fuck you. You have a penis. It's like, yeah but I don't want to date a guy with, it's like people don't understand that.
I don't mind having a beard or something. I don't want you to have
one. You don't want me to have one. Now, I could yell at you and say, well, you're a sexist pig, but you are also a heterosexual male, mm-hmm. and you probably, which means you want to be with a heterosexual female or just a female in general. That's fine, I guess.
Well, we've talked about, you know, like you working out a lot and all that. I said, I want to date a female.
Yes, actually, we did to be transparent about our. It's getting hot in here, isn't it? To be transparent about some of the conversations we've had in private, I sometimes like to pull out my guns. Blitz has collections of guns, mm-hmm. you know, a collection of guns with like magazines and clippers. He's got clippers, whatever. He's got AKs and he's got specials and he's got calibers. He's got a lot of that sort of stuff. I just have these, right here, right there. And I think I flexed two of my guns that I have. And Blitz was like, "Hey, why don't you chill out there? Mm-hmm. Why don't you chill out? Because it looks fine now." Yes. But if you were to walk around with the flex, that would be an issue for you.
Correct.
Now, I could have easily gotten upset or mad, but the man has preferences.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be allowed. And I go, really? You think it's too much? He goes, he said, where you're at right now is good. You're obviously not in a full flex every time I see you. But if you were to progress and to continue and grow and get a little bit too muscular, that probably maybe wouldn't look so feminine.
Right.
And I get that. And that's fine. And I understand that people have preferences, and that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with them. It doesn't mean that they're racist or sexist. It's just they're allowed to have preferences. Mm-hmm. Because what's so funny to me is this woman who got all upset and hot and bothered, she has preferences. There's probably a reason why she started dating this guy in the first place. Maybe she liked the way that he looked. Maybe she liked the job that he had. Maybe she liked whatever. Whatever sort of traits attracted her to this guy, she selected for, which means she has preferences. She prefers a guy that has a home versus a guy who lives in his car,
mm-hmm.
versus a guy who, you know, has a job versus a guy who doesn't have a job. So people are allowed to have preferences, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they are racist, meaning you can not be attracted to black women or white women or Hispanic women, and that doesn't mean you hate them.
There's women, and like the one that I forget who it is that you call like the most beautiful woman in the world, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, they're attractive, but no, they're not. And you think they are.
Yes, yeah. It was this Israeli model that I'm like, her face is like, it looks like a cartoon character, but it's her actual face.
And I still am like, yeah, she's okay, but
yeah, we all have preferences. Like, you think Jessica Simpson is very hot, like her face is really hot.
Yeah, I mean, back and everything. In the day.
Yeah, not now, but yeah. You know, back in the day. Oh, whereas, yeah. Like, I thought she was a little bit of a butterface.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought she had probably the best body I'd ever seen in my life when she did the Dukes of Hazzard. That I remember like where I was when I first saw that. Like, I remember it was before I started, you know, working out and hitting the weights, mm-hmm. but I think I was watching like TRL or something, and I saw that and I'm like, what in the actual fuck?
Right.
A body can look like that? That's insane. Now, apparently she wasn't too happy during that time. Like, no, she was starving and stuff.
And honestly, I don't think that was when she was the hottest anymore.
I think it was. But again, I have preferences.
Absolutely.
For just things being a little bit leaner and tighter.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can't be in every day of your life, which I'm learning as I get older and a little bit more mature.
Now that you're watching Barry Gossett.
Now I'm watching Barry Gossett, who I used to hate and now I love. That's not his real name, by the way. His name is, Greg Doucette. I'm like, is it Gary? It's Greg Doucette, and he's this little tiny man.
Height-wise,
he's 5'6", but he does a lot of steroids, and he's built like a tank.
Yeah.
And he gives a lot of advice about fitness and nutrition, and a lot of it is really good information, but the way that he delivers it, he's kind of like the Gilbert Godfrey of fitness trainers. Would you say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, you got a voice like this, and you gotta eat the protein. You're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And Blitz would play this guy, and I would hear it, and I'd be like, turn it off. Like, it's so, I hate his voice.
And then he starts to talk about things I'm interested in. And now I have a preference for him.
I know. You're like, hey, put on Barry Gussett. I'm like, you used to hate him.
I still fucking do.
But I find him endearing.
He's got a pig named Gertie.
Yeah, and he's got a cat named Nakey because it's a naked cat.
It's a disgusting hairless feline. Gross as fuck. But that's it. Those are his pets. And he has this girlfriend who's twice as tall as he is. And it's just an interesting dynamic. And he talks about a lot of things that I'm interested in, but
she's on the thicker side too.
Yes, and does she also piss herself when she is lifting heavy weight during a deadlift?
I sure hope so.
Yes. Blitz and I feel like, you know, there's not a lot of overlap when it comes to machinery. Like, he'll have something on about a plane, and I'm like, or a car, I'm like, no. But then as soon as he turns something on, anything related to working out, nutrition, it's like, all ears, all eyes. And we started watching, I think I wanted to watch like Crazy Deadlifts where they do like one rep.
Right.
Like world class series weightlifters. And you see some crazy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Either they piss their pants or they start bleeding out of their fucking eyeballs.
Their whole face.
It's disgusting. It's,
yeah, nose, eyes, mouth. It just starts bleeding.
I just don't. First off, like, how, like, you can't do that every day.
Probably not.
So you're probably not practicing for that. And then to know that on game day, you're going to bleed out of your eyes.
You're going to be popping blood vessels so that you bleed out.
Who gets into these sports? What kind of sick monster gets involved in something like that where on game day, you're like, you shit blood. Like, that's insane to me. But that's the kind of things that, like, Blitz and I like to watch. Despite the fact that I don't like sports, I like learning about athletics and people and people who are like the best at what they do, which is funny because like I don't really like sports, but obviously when you put like a backdrop of a story behind it, like the Larry Bird thing, I was like really involved, like I really enjoyed listening to the story of Larry Bird talking trash, or people who are exceptional athletes and this is why or what they did to get there. Like if you can like align a story behind it, then I'm all ears because I like learning about people's lives and how they got to where they got, or Ronnie Coleman or whatever. We like learning about stuff like that. So, you know, in my jiu-jitsu class, I was talking to one of the girls who's really involved in CrossFit. And she said that the person who's prospected to win the CrossFit Games is a 17-year-old American girl. And she gave me her name. And I remembered the name and we looked it up because I just like to see, I like to see specimens. People who are just, again, exceptional at what they do and the sort of training that they endure and the mental strength that they have in order to achieve the physical strength and endurance that they have. And this chick was a fucking beast. And she was 17 years old and just like, I feel like 17-year-olds aren't supposed to be that jacked, but you know,
no, she was,
she was. So I like learning about stuff like that. I like sports in that aspect, not who won the game, but it's like, I want to see your workout regimen. What are you eating? How much sleep do you get? Like the science behind the excellence.
Well, I have a sports story here that you'll like.
Oh Christ. So what? Oh, this is what you want to talk about before?
Yeah. So we're talking about Sports Illustrated. So I went on SI.com real quick and this was one of the top stories.
Okay, go ahead.
The Canadian Elite Basketball League team, Scarborough Shooting Stars, announced they have a new person on the team who will be starting this week. Any idea of who?
It's a famous person?
Yeah.
Can I get a hint?
Yeah. You like him.
Drake?
J. Cole.
What?
I just happened to go on Sports Illustrated, and it says J. Cole signs to play with the Canadian Elite basketball team.
Signs, like, did he have to try out?
Yeah, he's like an actual player. I guess he played in the Rwanda Patriots BBC Basketball Africa League last year.
How does he have time for this shit? He's making albums.
No, I don't think he is anymore.
Yeah, we did see something about him quitting music, retiring from music.
But those that don't know, she absolutely loves J. Cole.
I'm obsessed.
He is a rapper, as they say here.
He's a rapper, but can we give him a little bit more kudos to the fact that he's not like a mumble rapper. He's not a Fetty Wap. He's not like a Future.
But I just
he's,
went on
he's
SI.
Got he's got he spits some game. He's but good. It, he's a lyricist.
One of the breaking basketball stories is rapper J. Cole signs with Canadian Elite Basketball.
Well,
so I figured you'd like to hear that.
I would, but it also makes me a little sad because I'm going to have less music to shake my ass to.
I know.
So, but thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know you like sports stories.
Yeah, I do, especially when they involve J. Cole. But that's pretty much it.
Now, how well did you pay attention to the Larry Bird thing?
During when we were talking about it during the show?
Yeah.
All the attention.
Okay.
Like a 10 out of 10.
So when I was a kid and I played basketball, I had the same number as Larry Bird, which was?
Can I guess?
Well, you saw it. It was on the screen for
I did.
20 minutes. You paid all the attention to it.
I'm not looking at chat or anything.
They're not going to help you.
No.
I'll give you a hint.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Was it 3?
Kinda.
33?
It was 33.
Okay. I knew I saw 3. Okay. I didn't know I saw 2.
It was 33.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, not really.
You did pay all the attention.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. I know that Jordan was 23.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Yes, I find that the Larry Bird story really interesting for a number of reasons. Number one, the fact that he was in the minority of white players, because I just think that that's an interesting dynamic, much like an Eminem, much like a Kane Brown, whatever, when you're just kind of like the odd man out. Because
but back when he first started, it wasn't as like it is
extreme.
Now. Yeah.
Okay. But even there, I mean, I saw, you know, probably 90% of the players were black.
Yeah. Yeah. Towards the end of his career, definitely. No
and the fact that he could throw shade at people for being rookies
is funny.
And funny, but yep. Also the fact that, like, you could get away with doing that and no one, like, they didn't think he was racist.
Right.
You know, I feel like if you were to not, if you're a white person and you don't shake a black guy's hand, people will go, you're racist. And it's right. Like, no, it's because he was a rookie. You know,
because he literally just picked up a pile of shit with his hand. That's why I didn't shake his hand.
Right. But any sort of like conflict between two people, if they're of different mm-hmm. races, it has to be race related. It can never just be like two people have a conflict.
Yep.
Not that they necessarily did. But you understand it's because he was a rookie and it was like you're the young boy, whatever sort of a thing. So I found that to be interesting. And also just the fact that he was a shit talker. I didn't know anything about that. So,
I really didn't. I like knew about Larry Bird and followed him and mm-hmm. all that, but I didn't know he was as much of a shit talker. That's funny,
right? Going back to kind of the Sports Illustrated thing, which by the way, I've never even opened up a Sports Illustrated magazine. Is it? And this is probably a dumb question, but obviously it's a magazine geared for men. But they just talk a bunch of sports in there. Like it's yes. Is that okay?
I believe it's a weekly magazine,
right?
Too,
and there's never ever been like a hot dude on Sports Illustrated or like someone like Tom Brady on Sports Illustrated
all the time.
Oh, okay.
So they have
this is the swimsuit edition.
Yes, this is the one where it's like hot chicks.
Okay, is that only like once a year? Like
I believe,
a month?
I think it's once a year.
That's what I'm saying. Like 1 month a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The like May or June what edition? Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes sense to me. I know people probably aren't going to like what I'm about to say, but this is something that we would toil with a lot when I was in grad school with evolutionary psychology and why we had no friends on the right and the left. We didn't have any friends on the right politically because we were all atheists, and we didn't have any friends on the left because we believed in genetic determinism because it's real.
Mm-hmm.
That biology actually plays a part in who you are, not necessarily. And this is before like all the transgender stuff. This was more in the sense that like people have limitations, right? Like there are some people that are like more beautiful than others or something along the lines of like, if you work really hard to become president or to become a basketball player, professional basketball player, like you'll be able to pull it off no matter what. It's like, no, if you're a 5'4" Jewish guy, mm-hmm. you're probably not going to play in the professional league of basketball. It's just, I'm sorry, but that's just the way that it is. And people don't like that. So I feel like being in that community of evolutionary psychology people and why I think we were so tight knit, not only just with each other, but within the cohort, but just globally, why we all like knew each other and kind of stuck together was because we had no friends. Like no one, if you were really deep into the trenches of evolutionary psychology, people on the right hated you because you probably didn't believe in God. People on the left hated you because you believed in biology. So it was kind of nice. You know, you just had this like small community of supportive people in which almost all of them were libertarian. That was like the only way to be.
Right.
It was like, leave us alone. Genetics are real. Biology is real. God's not. Like it was just kind of those were like the mm-hmm. themes of libertarianism, just sure. kind of stay out of my way. I'm going to do what I want to do. We believe in science, all that sort of stuff, mm-hmm. whatever. Which kind of leads me to this next story that I pulled up.
And I know that I think I was with you when I think you said something about this. I forget the exact context, but I remember you saying it. You said there should be things that I think I know what it was. And I don't know if you want whatever. I'm just going to say it. Hopefully you don't get mad at me. We were at Red Rocks and there was no elevator. Do you remember what you said?
Of course. I say it all the time.
Yeah. Okay. So you basically said, like, I'm sorry you're in a wheelchair, but we can't just build, like, a whatever, $2 million contraption.
Yeah, you said there's obviously has to be an elevator because I have to get the handicapped people up here. And I said, no, they don't.
Right.
You're in the middle of a giant mountain with rocks. Like, I'm sorry, it really sucks, but sometimes people just can't do shit. Like,
right. Unless maybe you want to rent a crane or something.
Right.
You know, there's just certain things that you, like, can't do. And in a lot of ways, and people aren't going to like me saying this, shouldn't do.
Right.
Like this woman, who is a deaf and blind med student.
Okay.
She's deaf and she's blind and she's going to administer care to her patients.
Mm.
And when I saw this, I was...
You don't want her doing your Botox tomorrow?
Probably not, no.
Oh.
No, I don't need her to do echolocations to see where my wrinkles are. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
I would like her to use, like, her eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
So I watched her little TikTok thing, and she just basically talks about all the myths about being deaf and blind, which was funny because the first thing that she says, I think, is that just because I'm deaf and blind doesn't mean I'm totally deaf and blind.
She's legally deaf and blind.
Right. So that seems to be, then don't claim to be deaf and blind. Say I'm, you know, she could say I'm legally deaf and blind,
right.
But she goes, no, I'm deaf and blind. But just because I say that, you shouldn't believe me because
right.
Sometimes people are deaf and blind, but not 100%.
Oh.
So you go, what the fuck is going on? So she addresses that she's not 100% deaf and blind. And then she shows this like kind of cool contraption. Instead of a stethoscope, obviously she can't hear, it's like this Bluetooth thing that's connected to a hearing aid that gives her like vibration so she can detect your heartbeat with like a wireless Bluetooth fucking stethoscope. Listen, I appreciate that technology is going above and beyond trying to make
sure.
It so that you can administer care to the average person.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there are maybe just some things that you should not be doing because it's not safe.
Is that like the best use of time and money?
Right, correct. Now, it was funny because she kept talking about the deaf thing. Whereas for me, although being deaf is not great as a doctor,
right.
I would, if it was a forced choice and I had to choose between a completely deaf doctor or a completely blind doctor, I would go with the deaf doctor.
Sure.
Because at least they could see me and the rash that I've presented them with.
Right.
The sore on my face. Whatever. Whereas it seemed like she didn't address that at all. She just talked about the deaf part. And then just claimed to not be totally deaf and totally blind. So the bitch can't see shit. What is she... When I come to her with something that is clearly something on my skin... some sort of disfigurement.
I don't see anything. You're fine. Go home.
Right. That'd be hilarious. That's the joke right there. That's the joke right there. And I don't
see a problem here.
And I actually said this to my buddy Will when we were kind of talking about the SI swimsuit thing, with Jordan Peterson saying, "Sorry, not beautiful. No amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that." The joke there would be when people say, oh, you know, people from of all body sizes are beautiful. And he goes, no, I don't have a problem with fat chicks. I hate Asians. Like, that's the joke.
Yeah.
Same with the blind doctor. She goes, I don't see a problem with that.
Right.
So I just think that maybe that's not best for society to have a Helen Keller doctor.
Probably not.
Running around. What did Helen Keller do? I feel like I've seen a movie about her life. Was she an intellectual? Was she a poet? I know she was deaf and blind, but like, what the fuck did she?
Oh, like
do?
Later on, like what did she actually?
No, like she was like an educated person with a career. I don't know what that career was. I'm about to look it up. She was American author, disability rights activist, political activist, and lecturer. How do we know? She wasn't. She couldn't hear her see. she just sign. Like, yeah, but it, again, if you're signing to people who don't to understand sign language, you're just, you know, if the tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, did it even fall? Like,
but there's people that could read sign language.
Sure, sure. I don't know how many people were going to Helen Keller rallies to, could you imagine like a Trump rally, but it just, you know.
Probably a lot, really.
Maybe. I don't know. Jazz hands. She died in 1968. And obviously she was just kind of like the first deaf and, I almost said deaf and dumb, deaf and blind person to, you know, I guess really accomplish some stuff. And I'm not trying to take that away from her, but maybe Helen Keller, see, it says American author, an advocate, a political activist and lecturer. She wasn't a phlebotomist. You know, there were just certain things she didn't right. do. She wasn't taking blood. She wasn't doing biopsy. She wasn't a surgeon. You know, I don't want a blind surgeon. If that makes me racist for whatever reason, then so be it.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks that, like, you know, people can't do some things. Like, I can't draw well. Like, so I probably shouldn't be an artist.
Probably not.
You know,
or if you want to do it, you do it because it's a hobby and you love it, but yeah. you can't demand people pay you for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Right. That's how I feel as well. Like, I'm sorry, there's just certain things you can't do. And I'm not even just talking to you, I'm talking to myself. Like, there's just certain things that I won't be able to do. You know, I'm a pretty good runner. I'm not an Olympic athlete. Like, I'm sorry, it's just the way that it mm-hmm. is. Do I sit and cry about it every day? I mean, yeah. I do
Are
cry
you
every day
them because they wouldn't let you in.
Right, I cry, but for other reasons. But you just kind of have to accept, like, okay, you also have to be a realist about it and not get angry at everybody else who didn't let you become what you wanted to become. It's mm-hmm. just like, hey, that those are the cards you've been dealt. You know, and it has there's no moral assignment. It's not like you're a good or bad person. It's just it is right. what it is.
But like, to go back to the Red Rock thing, in case people don't know, it's like, you know, a giant amphitheater carved into the side of a mountain.
Yeah, like just a bunch of rocks.
And even like for anyone to get there, there's like you got to drive up the big hill, drive up the mountain, and then get out of your car and like walk up like stairs that were carved into a mountain and like, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
You know, but like, do you really expect them to drill a giant hole and install an elevator shaft and all that just so that like a few people?
I mean, I think that there actually was one. I didn't see it, but when I went to the bathroom behind it, there was a couple, like there was like a building, a couple stories yeah. where I'm sure there's like an access where you could
probably
get
and I mean, so the from like the stage level,
right from the front,
they have all ramps, so. And they do have handicapped seating up the front, so they, you know, they offer that.
Right, but once you hit the amphitheater to get to the top from the front end, there's no ramps, so I was just right. I was curious because I'm always thinking, oh shit, do people? Because for me, I'm always thinking about like liabilities that would mm-hmm. someone sue Red Rocks and say, hey, I'm handicapped,
right.
and freaking they didn't have a ramp. Now I'm going to sue you for $1 million,
right?
For
which
like,
is ridiculous. I mean,
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry, but it's like.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was trying to look for, like, chinks in the armor. Not sure. because I'm trying to call them out, but I'm always like,
somebody
does everybody
will.
Need to, right, is everything a fucking liability? Who knows?
Yes.
So, and then it's like, okay, then they have a ramp, but then they don't have, like, you know, what do you call it, like a bar. So then the other, you know, then they roll down the hill backwards and then they kill themselves.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's also a liability. You can't win with people. You can't win. But,
that's why insurance at those venues costs so much money.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine. But it was spectacular. And I did really love the Rocky Mountains, don't get me wrong. But there was something about Red Rock. Also, the fact that I just felt better, too.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a lot of it.
I think that was probably most of it, where I just didn't feel like absolute dog shit. That I was just like, oh, I'm so happy. And I pooped. That was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I hadn't pooped in a couple days. Anywho, enough about that. We're getting out of here. Thank you guys for listening, for staying tuned.
Have a great weekend.
Yes, have a great weekend.
I'm going to go see Dan's car.
You're going to see Dan's car. I'm going to have a frozen face. We're actually doing a... maybe we should talk a little bit about this before we go.
Sure.
We're doing a little couples thing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing.
We're going to Chuck E. Cheese.
No, that's where pedophiles go. Oh. That's afterwards. Don't want to be the type of person that like... forces my man to do shit against his will. Like, I don't want to be like, we're going to Disney and I'm going to make you wear mouse ears sort of a thing. And I feel like I hope that this couple's date, and by that I mean it's three couples. I have two friends that are married and the three of us girls are friends, and we are bringing our spouses on like one big dinner date.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls are very excited about it. I feel like maybe the guys don't give a shit. Maybe the guys don't want to go. Probably not.
You're probably right.
Probably not. But the girls are excited about it. We have all exchanged text messages about what we are, what we'll be wearing, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, exactly. Me and my one friend will have frozen faces for dinner as well. Okay. So that's kind of exciting. But I hope that, you know, this couple stuff isn't like too cheese ball. It's just dinner. You got to eat, right?
Yeah.
And it's a place that you haven't been before but have always wanted to try.
Correct.
I'm not going to say where it is.
And it's with people that I know.
And it's with people you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're,
you know,
they're,
it's not
they're
like,
cool people.
Yeah, they're cool people. So I'm very excited about this because this is a whole new world for me, couple stuff. Now I'm getting invited to stuff I never was before because I would be a ninth wheel, an 11th wheel, a 13th wheel. Yeah. I believe the worst it got one time was a 17th wheel. There were literally 8 couples and me.
Now, is it better to be a female single wheel or a male single wheel?
I feel like always female.
Always female.
Always female.
Yes.
I feel like a male 17th wheel is sadder.
Yes.
If that's even a word. It's sad.
And the older you get, you're the loser, creepy old guy that's by himself.
Right. When you're single and you're a woman and you're not a gremlin, people are like, she's waiting for the right guy.
Yes. Mr. Right hasn't come along yet.
But when you are, you know, like that equivalent to a guy, it's like, what's wrong with you?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I guess that's the interpretation there. But I'm very excited to be doing the couple stuff because I feel like right now I'm in a state of mind where... And I cannot believe I'm even saying this because I never thought that I would be the person to even utter these words. But I'm ready to, and again, don't jump to any conclusions, but like settle down in more ways than one. And I also mean like not just settle down in terms of like have a baby, get married, but like just calm the fuck down.
Right.
In terms of the activities I do, the partying. It's mostly like the partying that I used to do. And just to kind of relax and settle down. And it's also really nice to not feel like I'm like trying to like look for something. It's nice to know I've found it.
Right.
That's nice of me to say.
That is very nice.
You know, I found it's nice and now I can enjoy. It's like the hunt is over. I've made my kill and now I can enjoy the feast. You know what I mean? Right. Right. So now I'm dragging Blitz. What's happening is I'm dragging Blitz to all these things with my girlfriend. I'm eating you. And I'm excited to go because, again, it's a different dynamic. And these girls are good friends of mine. But oftentimes, to no fault of their own, they would do couple stuff with other couples and it would be weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes I was invited and then I feel like they sometimes wouldn't invite me because I would often vocalize how weird it was for me. So they go, okay, well, I don't want to invite you, and then you come and you're miserable, so I just won't invite you.
You're making it weird. Shut up.
Right. So, like, I don't blame them for this, and I feel like a lot of times I was, like, left out purposely so that I wouldn't feel weird, but now it's nice that we can do couple stuff where it's not like there's one person hanging on the end of the table, you know, sort of a thing. You know when you have, like, four people here, and it's like a perfect rectangle, and then they have to add that extra table for that one person on the end.
Mm-hmm.
That was me, but now I'm not anymore, which is nice because the guys and the girls are going together, and the guys can bond. They could talk guy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like they get to talk about guns and Fox News, okay?
Okay.
Which I like talking about Fox News, not so much guns, but you guys can talk about that and business, and the girls can talk about what we want to talk about, like our frozen fucking faces and shit.
Flowers, you know, pink things.
Yes,
you know,
nail polish.
Everything the girls talk about.
Yes, that's what we love. We love talking about nail polish and makeup and fluffy little dogs. So that should be good.
Yeah, with no legs.
With no legs. I like corgis. I love corgis. Can we settle on what was that dog that we liked?
A Doberman.
No. No. It was like was it a Chimu?
A what?
Well, what's like that dog? It's like a medium-sized dog.
A Chimu.
Yeah.
It must have been a Chimu.
A Maltese.
That's what it was.
I did my, what?
Let's get out of here. A Shamu. I don't know why I thought Shamu. That sounds nothing like Maltese.
A Shamu.
My bad. That's a whale. Have a great weekend, guys. We'll see you on Monday morning, 6 a.m. Bubba Love Sponge Show. Have a good weekend. Blitz, thank you for setting everything up and for everything in general. Appreciate you. And we'll see you on Monday. Bye.